under attack. Time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. The time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. Tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Third and final hour here on this Tuesday, October 21st, 2025 edition. Your Defending Fathers, Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Well, this Democratic Attorney General, Dana Nessel, still weaponizing her office to go after Republicans. Lobbyists, politicians, and business people are among the more than 85 witnesses the Attorney General's office has identified in the upcoming November trial for the former Republican House staffers Robert Menard, who ran a campaign shop with his wife, Annie Menard. They are also former employees of the previous Speaker of the House, Lee Chatfield. Starting off, former and current lobbyists, Josiah Kisling, Jason Shepard, Scott Weiner, Christopher Horak, and Brett Maher are lobbyists. Business people, individuals from the private sector, include Matthew Maroon, the owner of the Ambassador Bridge, Terry Burns, former executive vice president of the Michigan Automotive Dealers Association, Matt Marsden, a longtime political operator who worked for the Senate Republicans, Andrew Brisbo, former executive director of the Cannabis Regulatory Agency, Don Crandall, Executive Vice President of Government Relations for the Home Builders Association of Michigan, as well as former House Speaker Lee Chatfield's siblings, Aaron Chatfield, Paul Chatfield, and his former sister-in-law, Rebecca Chatfield. Current lawmakers include State Representative Cam Cavett, Kirk Prophet, Julie Alexander, Rebecca Warren, James Gordon Lilly, and two of whom are currently registered lobbyists, as well as current and former Dykema employees, attorney Wendell Wilk and Mark Chutkow. Now they have a misspelled name in this news story, who is listed as Lance Beaudry, but it's misspelled. They don't have the E in the name. The law firm helped manage the former speaker's nonprofit fundraising account. A full witness list can be found at this link listing all 85 names. Well, what's going on? The married couple faces 21 criminal charges related to bilking contributors and several politically connected and nonprofits for more than $600,000. Ann Menard served as former Lee Chatfield's legislative staffer while her husband was the speaker's chief of staff. The AG's office still have pending charges against Lee Chatfield as well as his wife, Stephanie Chatfield. Their trials have been set currently for November 10th in Ingham County Circuit Court before Judge Morgan Cole, according to court records. We're going to take a short break. We'll be right back.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. patriotsrelief.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Now, y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The Gun Doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north, and you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the Gun Doctor.
Got on board a westbound 747. Didn't think before deciding what to
do. Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment, hour number three. Continuing on with this story, showing again the weaponization of the Attorney General Dana Nessel against Republicans. These cases finally coming to trial here in November. One of the things that I want to make sure everybody understands everyone is innocent until proven guilty. So these charges where they're talking about embezzling funds, fundraising activity, going after nonprofits, all has to be proven in a courtroom. But again, going after the Republican Electoral College electors. One of them, very good friend of mine, John Haggard from Charlevoix, after being dismissed from the case being thrown out, John Haggard passed away the next day, leaving his wife Phyllis behind. But that's how much strain that lawsuit put on that elderly Republican. And for these cases to finally come to trial, after all the attorney fees that these people have had to pay to defend themselves, and yet will still have to pay going to trial, I'm sorry, this attorney general is a despicable human being, in my opinion. You didn't see Bill Schuette, attorney general, going after Democrats like Dana Nessel has gone after Republicans. You simply didn't see it. And the fact that she's only gone after Republicans with the exception of an investigation. No charges have been brought yet. She's only investigating Faye Baydoun, Democrat, who was given $20 million to start up a company that she did not start up and turned around paying herself a huge salary and then donating to Democrat candidates. Also part of that quote-unquote investigation, the CEO of the Michigan Economic Development Corporation, Quentin Messer Jr. So it's pretty interesting that this is still ongoing. But we will be hearing about these trials. We will be hearing about the outcome of these trials. And when this news story breaks, I will be reporting on it. We cover all the news, Michigan news, Michigan politics. We simply tell you the truth about these stories as they come out, and then you decide. Pundit Monday, yesterday, there was political pundits that were asked some questions. We're going to get into their questions and their answers, but they focused primarily around progressives, liberals, these No King rallies, and their predecessors as an opportunity to blow off steam around President Donald Trump's second term. However, are these exercises only being taken seriously by the ultra-liberal news media and their supporters? What do independents think about these rallies? Well, MERS News Service asked four political pundits their opinions on this, as well as three other questions in their Monday pundit feature. Question was asked, what do you feel is the end game for the series of these progressive demonstrations this year, including this past weekend's No Kings rallies? Well, Leano Sharon of MI Solidarity described the protests as the natural flow of what happens when a population is looking for change. There are a lot of people who are upset about what's going on, and the longer these types of protests go on, the more frequent they'll become. People will feel like they have to do more. Sharon cited the 3.5% rule of political science that suggests that once 3.5% of a population actively participates in nonviolent protests, it becomes nearly impossible for government to ignore their protesters' demands. So that's where we're headed to. It's just a question of how long it's going to take to get them there. Well, I got a very simple question for Ms. Sharon. What exactly is their demands? We don't have a king in the United States. We have a president. We have a duly elected president. You folks claim that we had a duly elected president, Joe Biden, for 4 years. Then another election was held November 5th, 2024, overwhelmingly, both in the national popular vote as well as the Electoral College, Donald Trump was elected. Well, on the other side of the political aisle, political consultant Scott Greenlee said progressives and liberal folks are struggling with relevancy. They're frustrated by the success of the president's agenda. These protests simply give them a platform to voice their displeasure. These events really are changing nothing. And frankly, I know there are better ways to spend a Saturday afternoon. Finally, Rick Blocker, former secretary treasurer of a union, the UFCW Union 876, as well as 14th Congressional District Chair, said the uncommitted vote in last year's Democratic Party primary is what this outlet is looking for. And they're finding it. The Trump administration is giving people plenty of tinder to keep them fired up. For example, Trump let convicted thief George Santos out of prison. U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. doesn't know what he needs to know. And meanwhile, our democracy is at stake. And stop right there. Sorry, Blocker. We don't have a democracy. We don't have a democracy, so therefore the democracy can't be at stake. Why can't you get it through your thick head that we have a constitutional republic? We do not have a democracy. Never have, never will. He goes on to say, that's why I believe you're seeing people joining with Democrats and standing up at these rallies. They know, they sense something's wrong. You have an administration that is coming after people. We have dropped the standard so low that everything is now political. You've got to be kidding me. You guys didn't make it political in Donald Trump's first term, did you? When the Democrat-controlled House impeached him not once, but twice. A duly elected president. Well, now, college-educated white people are seeing it. Immigrants are starting to see it. We all see it. Amazing. Well, finally, lastly, Stephanie Van Covering of Resch Strategies said the No King rallies are all about optics. These are George Soros-funded events painting a picture of domestic unrest, which feeds a narrative that things in the United States are falling apart under President Trump. The goal is for it to reach critical mass, so marches will start looking like Argentina under Perón, so that U.S. voters going to the voting machines next year we'll have something to think about. Even trying to get attention of the international community. Bringing the mindset that to interact with our government, either at the ballot box or in protesting, is something the American people need to do. The impacts they're going for is to affect the midterm elections next year and ultimately the 2028 presidential election. Next question. Do these No King rallies inspire, turn off moderate independent voters? Well, first one to go first on this was Republican consultant Scott Greenlee. Greenlee said he thinks that moderate and independent friends are frankly not impressed. He knows many of them. The name is even ridiculous. Republicans don't want a king either. We aren't a monarchy, and there's no threat of that changing anytime soon. Of course, some would argue that this is the Democrats who they are. For example, when they're in power, they actually behave, more like kings than Donald Trump does. For example, he noted how Governor Gretchen Whitmer refused to work with the Republican-controlled legislature on plans to open Michigan back up during the China virus. He pointed to former President Joe Biden naming Kamala Harris the 2024 Democratic presidential nominee without her receiving a single Democratic delegate, not one vote, approved of it. That was Joe Biden acting like a king, naming his successor. Their leadership seems to take every opportunity to get to do whatever they want without any checks or balances or even involving the people. Well, Blocker answered the question by noting who he saw at his local No King rallies in Detroit. A striking number of non-black participants. As you looked around the rally in Detroit, you would have thought there would have been more black people at the rally, given that Detroit has the highest percentage of black people in the state, more so than any other city. Well, he mentioned anecdotally that to make the point, he believes more independents and moderates are actually showing up at these rallies. No, sorry, dude. You got a bunch of liberal, hippie Democrats reliving the 70s and 80s. That's who actually showed up, even at the Detroit rallies. Well, again, Van Covering said, it depends on the tone and the optics. What I've seen this past weekend is alienating to me as a moderate. They were way over the top, and I thought, unnecessary. Us moderates, we want reform, not revolution. Let's just put the rhetoric aside and figure out how to negotiate, how to get to a budget, how to do some real immigration reforms, something that actually works well for the American people. Well, this is going to be very interesting going forward. And then they had questions about the public's perception of the United States Immigration and Custom Enforcement Agency, known as ICE. We'll get into their opinions about that question. Final half hour of today's show, we'll be right back.